for all those that are doing the rituals this month. But it's October the 13th. We've been saying that all along, the 13th through November the 4th. Well, that's the time. October 13th through the 30th, preparation for All Hallows Eve. This is off the Satanic ritual calendar. Anybody can get a hold of it, but it doesn't list everything. Samhain is coming. Abduction, holding, and ceremonial preparation for individuals for human sacrifice. Then you can go on to the 28th through the 30th, the high Satanist holy days or unholy days, blood human sacrifice each day, any age. The 30th through the 31st, All Hallows Eve and Halloween night, blood and sexual rituals. They're associated with demons and the summoning of those powers, the human sacrifice. November 1st, well, that is the high Satanist, again, unholy day, human sacrifice, all the way to November 4th, Satanic revels. Well, listen, tonight it is October the 13th, a Wednesday night. You've joined us here at 6 p.m. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And listen, we are doing the series, Satanic Rituals in the USA. Now, I know there's those listening throughout PA today, across America, thousands of you as you listen. I'm going to give you one of the reasons why. This program is going to tell you why I'm doing the series. It will give you 5 points on the reasons why. But I'm going to give you a bunch of statistical stuff and information first to let you know, again, simply the tip of the dark, icy cold, lethal, satanic iceberg. And if you understand biblical revelation, you know that it's all going to get deeper, broader, wider, in the most demonstrative way. With the depth of destruction or deception comes the depth of destruction. They go hand in hand. So let me ask you, first of all, how you doing tonight? May the Lord Jesus, His grace, His might, His mercy, His blessing be upon you tonight and give you encouragement in the midst of it all. May the extraordinary miracle of God in providence by His hand bring salvation, bring those deep into darkness victims. May they be rescued in the most supernatural way from, listen, all that are listening, all across the nations, and those that download later, may the hand of God reach out to you. Jesus Christ is the ultimate hope. He came to destroy the works of the enemy, death itself, hell itself, the issues of sin. And it's all about God's love for you, God's reaching out to you. And right now, everything can actually change. But we're going to also jump into this radical rise and bring some exposure. And we want to talk to the Russians because we know that they've been downloading. And so welcome to those in Russia that have been downloading the archives. And welcome to those throughout Europe and Italy, right there in Roma, close to the Vatican, just 3 buildings over from the Vatican. The downloads have been noticed. And again, we're going to say welcome. We want to say to all that look at the site, shatterthedarkness.net. Now, the reason I'm going to say this is because not everyone goes to the site. There is an introduction to the series this week, the theme. And then there's the titles, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Please realize tonight is Wednesday the 13th, and rituals in the USA, Russia, and Europe. And can it affect the national security of a country? Can it help bring down a country? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight from 6 to 7. Now, right after this live show is another live show, but it's on Blog Talk. It's called The Ragged Edge, and I'm the host. That's at 7 p.m. How do you get there? Well, again, if you go to the site, shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down. Where you see Wednesday, the live radio extra, The Ragged Edge, 7 p.m. You can click on there. We're going to have a call in tonight from an individual that dabbled into Satanism and came to Christ, began to grow in the Lord. Eventually, in getting married, he married somebody who's been through satanic ritual abuse from childhood up. And I've known this couple for a long, long time. They've been through quite a few ordeals, attacks, ritual warfare, deliverances, demonic engagements, all kinds of things. And this man's going to come on tonight on the second hour live show, along with maybe a small update from the victim of satanic ritual in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we'll probably have him on for about 10 minutes. That's on the second hour, 7 to 8. Right now, 6 p.m. to 7, we're on the Shadow of the Darkness live broadcast. Welcome to all. Grace and mercy to you. This is, for those who are new, Russ Dizdar. And if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, there are all kinds of absolutely free training, teaching, conference materials, all kinds of stuff up. Now, one thing I'll let you know, if you will look at the introduction to this week, there it says, right there, you'll see it, free 25 hours of MP3s. There's a course on Satanism. Now, again, it's done from our perspective. So the Satanists, traditional, non-traditional, dabblers, well, I don't think the psycho-Satanists would even be listening. But the titles are Signs and Symbols. There's Session 1, Origins. There's 3, Session 3, Biblical Revelation on Satanism. 4, Satanic Powers Are Real. 5, Psycho-Satanism. 6, Self-Styled Satanism. 7 is Dabblers Are Dangerous. 8 is Popular Satanism. 9 is Traditional Satanism. 10 is Elitist Satanism. Then we deal with Aleister Crowley, the Real Luciferians, Satanic Worship, the Satanic Rituals, on and on and on. Satanic stuff on the web, crime, music, weaponization of those powers. 25 hours in a training. And we give it absolutely free when somebody gets the book, The Black Awakening, that is 664 pages. And it is unlike, with content-wise, it is unlike anything out on the market. Now, tonight, as we go over this part of it, we also have offered this week, and I think we're going to leave it up, there is a Shatter the Darkness live alert line, a phone number you can call in. You can call that line anytime, day or night. Nobody's going to answer. It'll go to a message machine that only we can access. Nobody else messes with it. It's just ours. But if you want to give a report, maybe you've worked at the Bohemian Grove or someplace like that. Maybe out of a military base. Maybe out of a science lab. Maybe out of NASA. Maybe somewhere else. Maybe in your city. Maybe in law enforcement. And you want to call in and you want to leave actual information on satanic ritual and satanic, well, practices that are going on, or any other kind of whistleblowing heads up, you can leave it on there. Now, we may use it as a live clip and audio. We'll never use your name. You don't have to leave a name. And we don't call anybody or bother anybody. But we're leaving it out there. And we're accepting the calls in. And we've already gotten some. And we will see which ones can be used down the road. Now, I may just simply mention some, but we may put up some clips. So again, across this land, United States, in Canada, Australia, England, it's very, very clear concerning the satanic ritual abuse. But it's true going down into South America, obviously South Africa. And the sophisticated style is worldwide. The ancient doorways are being opened among the Mayan peoples. And please don't tell me that they're not doing it now. There's no question that they are. I have a family that has adopted in Mayan children, and I'm going to ask them if they'll tell their story concerning the ritual death of their father. And we'll see about bringing that. We'll advertise it ahead of time. But tonight it's dealing with, again, the rituals that are in the U.S. and so forth. And listen, across the nation here, it is without question the book Crime Warps back in the 90s said that satanic crime, well, it would be the crime wave of the 90s. In a book called The Edge of Evil by Jerry Johnston, he, and I quote him in my book, when he mentions that the fastest growing subgroup through the 90s was Satanism among white middle-class teenagers. So there was the dabbler level, the Satanic Bible written in 69 or put out in 69, the Satanic Church, Anton LaVey. That is pretty well known. There's many websites dedicated and the teachings and the connections, and you can join. I don't know now, maybe it's $35, $40, $50 you can join. Thousands and thousands of members on a popular level. Yet there are those young people and college students who've gotten a hold of the Satanic Bible, and they have actually practiced the rituals calling on the demonic entities. So whether popular Satanism believes there is a real entity or not is not the issue. You call on the dark powers and they will come. In that book, there are destruction rituals, sexual rituals, and there is also death rituals, a glimpse of the black mass and other things. But that's very, in the sense of Satanism, light level stuff. I've got another book here called The Devil's Bible, traditional Satanist, describing their version of everything. In the very back, there's a listing of the rituals. But let me tell you, if you can go on the web, and I'm not going to give you the sites, the black mass, death rituals, destruction rituals, chaos rituals, every kind of ritual you can think of. Even one website that I looked at that talked about Christians, a satanic website that talked about Christians learning spiritual warfare. Therefore, they must ramp up their abilities in, and they used the term, spiritual warfare. They talked about ramping up their abilities to learn about how to, again, summon the demons, release the demons, targeting individuals, things like that, churches, whatever else. And you're going to find that on the web there is a massive, massive load. I mean, unbelievable, into the millions upon millions upon millions of hits that are coming to those sites worldwide. And so whether it's in the Scandinavian countries, throughout Europe, in England, in Russia without question, throughout Canada, United States, all of the Western English-speaking nations, and there is that kind of European Satanism. Whether that's the popular or the traditional style and handed down over the years. But there's all kinds of books and materials where dabblers have grabbed a hold of it and began to practice and learn along the way. Even if you read Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, and others like that, you're going to find there's a development in their learning, how to do these, rituals, how to perform them. And one of Crowley's rituals included his own son, his own child. And in that ritual, something went wrong. He came out alive, but his son was dead. In the area that we live in, we've engaged ritual sites. We've confiscated from those who came out of underground stuff tables in the past of ritual stuff. And so much of it we burned to get rid of. Because the objects demonized, the objects with blood, the objects that can only be used for one thing. And there's so much of it now on the web, in books, in crime books on the subject. William Kennedy's book is out there free that is called, it's just really a book on satanic crime. And he tells us himself that he's probably got the number one book out there listing all of it. It's an accumulation, actually, of like the book Painted Black or Tom Wedge's book, The Satan Hunter, which law enforcement individuals use, or Tony Cowell's book, A Cop's Guide to Investigating the Occult, Satanic Crimes, and the Haitian style or South American style versions with Babalaos, Poleros, the Abakwa, Palomaombi, and the drug lords. All the battle along the border involves drug lords, listen now, that will seek the favor of Santa Murti, the saint of death, the demon god of death. And they will, listen, in the basic principle is, to the degree that you offer this demon entity, Santa Muerte. You can offer it food. You can offer it all kinds of things. You can also offer an animal sacrifice or a human sacrifice. To the degree of your offering will come the degree of powers or favors from the demon gods, from the entities that they are sacrificing to. So for law enforcement to know this, for those along the border, for Mexicans to know this, they know it well. I get emails from those in Mexico talking about their villages that are loaded with this kind of saint worship, but behind the saints are the orishas, the demon gods and goddesses. Listen, whether it's Santeria or Palomaombi or Abacua or many of the others, there is some very powerful dark things that are going on all through Mexico. You ever wonder why? You go down to southern Mexico, go all the way down, keep going down into Guatemala, all the way down. You're going to find, again, ancient temples, massive human sacrifice. And listen, the same spirits that were there, you know, 300 years ago or 1,000 years ago, are there trying to draw, once again, individuals in the same way. They want them. They want the individuals. It's the doorway that they knock on. It's one of the most powerful ways to bring the dark side over into this side. Now, when you think in terms of the drug trade, listen, all the way up from Florida through the drug trade lines, all the way up through Ohio, Cleveland, then just left going the expressway, turned back, then up into Michigan, up into Detroit. And across that way, that is a major, major drug trafficking line. And that will include that, well, we've engaged it directly. One group, they call themselves the Circle of Dominion. Guatemalans involved. And we've engaged them. They came at 2 o'clock in the morning to our home. They threatened death. They made phone calls in. They warned us to stay away from one of their richly abused individuals that became part of a courier to take packages, drugs, and to make, again, money. So a lot of the stuff that goes on, and again, law enforcement is not even, listen, the drug trade is so vast, secretive, and armed to the teeth that you know the majority of it's not being caught. But you've got to also know now that there is a seeking of demonic favors, powers from demon gods and goddesses, using priestesses, poleros, and so forth, and seeking the favors of Santa Muerte to bless that drug trade. And listen, by God's providence, if a drug trade or drug lord would ever hear this, you are in the gravest dangers. You are in the most horrific evil that can be spoken. Summoning demons to bless a drug trade that opens lives to the demons, that further fulfills prophecy, biblically, Revelation, where towards the end, people aren't going to give up their worship of demons, their magic arts, and pharmakia, the drugs that open the door. So there's a great mix. And a great variety, and I can only say to the believers in Christ, wherever you're at listening, whether in the archives later all over Europe, listen, we're offering 25 hours free. And just take it and download and get a little bit of insight. It's a basic course. I would say that those in Italy, those in Germany, those in the Scandinavian nations, deeply in Russia, both in the governments, on the field, in where there are pastors in churches, listen, the depth of this has grown in incredible ways in the last 30 years. And there is no stopping of it right now. We're moving towards the broadest manifestation of demonic presence in human history. Ancient gateways are being opened. Books, ritual books, other materials. Listen, on the World Wide Web, what we used to find, you know, in law enforcement and find as obscure, rituals and ritual stuff. I'm telling you now, on the web, there is so much out there that teenagers getting a hold of those kind of rituals, having no idea of how serious the doors they would open would be. We're not talking about the Ouija board, which can also open the door to the demonic side. We all know that. But now we're talking about ancient rituals performed by deeply trained Satanists and Luciferians that are now on the web that people anywhere can get a hold of. Let me give you some stats tonight as we get into this discussion. Let me also say this, that if you want to write us an email, let us know where you're listening from, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And if you send a note to us, let us know. If you want to call in the call line, you're welcome to do that. Let us know. If anybody that listens now live or later on in the archives that has ever been at, worked at, been a victim of Bohemian Grove, we want to hear from you. We've heard from some over the years. And listen, many Christians all over the nations that have begun to hear about Bohemian Grove, when we talk about the prayer issue and what needs to be done, satanic manifestation, ritual sites, the ability to build altars and temples and places and power, the high places, like in the Old Testament, if they go undealt with, please understand there's going to be then localities that become gateways, the places where the practices go on and on and on and on and on. So I want to give you some of the things that we've seen today. And that's not just just in Europe alone, talking about some of the deep involvement. Even with the vampire couple that was jailed for, they call it a satanic murder. What about the Royal Navy, 2004? CNN report that talks about there is the allowability for Satan worship on those warships. That religious liberty is broad and going to give it to Wiccans and Druids, but also pure Satanism. And that's true in the United States, as Colonel Ammerman knew this. And also, well, Michael Aquino himself says it concerning every single military base. They're claiming there is a satanic grotto on every single one of them. Now, whether it's an overstatement by Michael Aquino, out of U.S. military, retired now, but the founder of the Temple of Set, if these are true and we hear the stories, if it's allowed, I've seen the chaplain's manual, U.S. military, where, again, they do have to open the doors for Wiccans and others, but a satanic grotto. Now, that's dealing with the popular style. That's not even going into the underground and dealing with this long trans-national, multi-national, and multi-generational, the real Luciferic, you know, bloodlined group. Now, that'll be the most secretive, the most supernaturally empowered, and it really is the foundation for globalism, the rise of Antichrist. These are the people you're going to talk about being directly engaged with you know, bringing in the Antichrist and being the servants and being a part of all of it. But wherever you look, it doesn't make any difference. Let me give you this story. And it came from the Catholic News Agency, not some anti-Catholic group, but the Catholic News Agency. Here's the title. Alarm in Italy as growth of Satanism creates market for consecrated hosts. Now, they're dealing with, in this article, and I quote this, one of the directors of the emergency helpline that are going to try to assist. Now, I've shared this before where they were trying to set up a helpline in Germany where they were going to open it up to anybody who's been abused in the Catholic Church and also satanic abuse and so forth, that they've got so many thousands of calls in one day alone that they had to shut down the lines. They were only able to get to 100 and some individuals. Amazing. Amazing to me when they opened up the phone line, a helpline. And so I'm reading now, and I quote this. Quote, in statements published in the Catholic magazine, they explain that a proliferation of cults exist which practice black masses with they profane the consecrated hosts, rape and tortures involved. And so they list all these, and one of the reports lists that there may be up to over 8,000 different groups in Italy alone, with well over close to 700,000 members. And the Catholic Church over there is crying out for and training, quote, Roman Catholic exorcists in that version of trying to do something about it. And when I look at all of that and I say that there's great infiltration in the Vatican, great deep and broad satanic ritual abuse, this is the place that ancient European style in France, throughout Italy, because it's all about mocking the Catholic Mass and everything about it. So you've got the European style, but it is lethal. It is real. You've got former priests. Now, I'm reading about how even consecrated hosts, that is, the taking of the bread, the idea that they can sell them and make money among other groups. This article talks about LSD, cocaine, and so forth, ex-priests who have offered themselves in the service of Satan. That's what the article says. And actually, in the Catholic news agency, they have numerous articles about this kind of Satanism all over Rome, all in the Vatican, the concept of, here's another one. The Times, the Sunday Times article. This is March 2010. Chief exorcist Gabriele Amaroth says, devil is in the Vatican. Devil is in the Vatican. And the article goes on, quote, sex abuse scandals in the Roman Catholic Church are proof that, quote, the devil is at work inside the Vatican, according to the Holy See's chief exorcist. Now listen, they got an 85-year-old exorcist that is claiming that he's been involved, he alone has been involved and dealt with 70,000 cases of demonic possession, including, now listen, quote, that the consequences of satanic infiltration included power struggles at the Vatican, as well as cardinals who do not believe in Jesus and bishops who are linked to the demon. I'm quoting that. Let me quote it again. And again, this comes from an 85-year-old exorcist out of the Roman Catholic Church, telling us that he's been involved in 70,000 cases. And I quote now, he says that the consequences of satanic infiltration included power struggles at the Vatican, as well as cardinals who do not believe in Jesus and bishops who are linked to the demon, end of quote. He added, I'm quoting again, he added, quote, when one speaks of the smoke of Satan, a phrase used by Pope Paul VI in 72, in the smoke of Satan in the holy rooms, it is all true. Now, I'm telling you now, for all the Catholics listening, this comes from a Catholic priest, an exorcist, 85 years old, claiming involvement in 70,000 cases. And he's talking about the smoke of Satan in the holy rooms, and he's saying these words, I quote it, quote, it is all true, end of quote. And quoting again, quote, including these latest stories of violence and pedophilia, end of quote. Quote again, he claimed that another example of satanic behavior was the Vatican cover-up of the deaths of the captain of, a commander of, and others in the Swiss Guard. Absolutely unbelievable. The incredible spiritual battle on the inside. What lies beneath the Vatican? What lies in all those miles and miles of deep underground? Did Malachi Martin reveal that a ritual welcoming the birth of the Antichrist was done at St. Paul's? This is, we're talking about the Roman Catholic institution worldwide. I'm not going to deal with the political, the syncretism, the liberalism, the non-biblical side. We got a whole series coming up on this issue. I'm just simply saying that in this big, massive religious institution, and especially in Italy, we've got massive, massive reports. Italy is packed. Packed with Satanism in many different varieties and of the most sophisticated styles, including the ancient and oldest brotherhood forms. So the question is going to be right now, will there be those there in Roma or in Italy that will eventually listen? There are those that monitor that will send to the MP3s that we do along to others. The question is, will anybody engage this? Will anybody bring deeper, broader exposure? Will anybody really? Listen, it's one thing to say you're going to investigate as a reporter, but you can't break into the depth of it without supernatural power. And I point you again to Ezekiel chapter 8 to learn this. The book of Ezekiel chapter 8. I'll leave it up to you to study it. We do have on our site, shatterthedarkness.net, a 15-hour training called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. How to find this in your neighborhood, how to find it in your city, how to begin to spot if your church is infiltrated. How to become more attuned to the kind of presence that is being built in the air, on the ground, in lives, all in fulfillment of what God has already shown us in Scripture. So for all those that believe the Bible, all those that are reading the Scripture, please understand that you're reading, if you're reading all of Scripture, you're reading about what Jesus said, what biblical prophecy says. Like, look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. A secret power of lawlessness is already at work. Greek word, supernaturally operative. It is massively operative in the agenda, and everything that I'm mentioning right now is included in that agenda. I mean, unbelievable in the United States alone. Thousands involved in the popular versions, self-styled versions, traditional versions. But then you deal with 4.5 million or, as some say, 10 million victims of satanic ritual abuse. You're talking about individuals from childhood, from the 50s on, that have been involved, and then their children, and then their children's children, and now the fourth generation. You've got children in your city that are being put through the same kinds and maybe even more sophisticated levels of satanic ritual abuse. America. Heads up. America, alert. If you know there's a victim in your church, in your counseling center, if you know there's a victim in your city, that means there is a coven. That means there are splitter programmers and trainers that know what they're doing that are linked to a bloodline, multi-generational, multinational. We're talking about the real thing. Secret power of lawlessness already operative. It talks about the Antichrist coming in accordance with the work of Satan. Included will be counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. Heads up to the Satanists. heads up to those involved. It's not as though God doesn't see. It's not as though listening right now, God doesn't engage you to get out of it while you can, that a holy and pure blood was shed at the cross, and even your demons know the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. They know Yahweh Adonai. They know God's name. They know God's presence. They know God's power. They know what God's going to do. They already know it based on biblical prophecy. They know the judgment. On that side, there is vast information. That's why they're in a hurry. Let me say again to all those listening live and those later that the series this week is done on the basis of urgency. Not just because it is October and that it is a major month of rituals and they will increase this year like they've been. That this would be a good time to really get out there and be a part of the prayer, the seeking, the asking of God to uncover, to bring out victims, to deal with it all. That this would be a good time to really realize that there's no advance to the satanic cause, to globalism, to the infecting of the political ideology, military vision, and the economic structure worldwide. Without real, manifested, operative dark powers. And the primary place to create the door to let them in and through an operative human sacrifice, blood rituals. America, you've got it from nation one end of the nation to the other. Europe, the belly of the beast across the board. Russians, no doubt about it. Now, I'm going to give you the answer again, why, in just a moment, but I want to read you another report. Russian satanic cult foiled in an attempt to infiltrate the police. And again, 2010 article, I quote, a devil-worshipping cult encouraged its members to join the police force in a bid to extend its influence. A court in the Central Russian Republic of Moldova heard on Friday. Investigators say that this coven, this group, recruited young people from across the region for years. And they were, again, raised in all of the sexual side of it, the ritual side of it, and they were wanting to place them in the police departments to infiltrate, to use. And it involves sex trade, drug trade, everything else, but very dark powers in Russia. It goes on to say this, and I quote, the cult's attempt to infiltrate the police are believed to have ended in failure, with at least one member rejected due to his strange tendencies. Now, the investigation and surveillance footage aired by Russia's Channel 5 showed one cult member boasting that he would kill somebody without him even knowing of what he died of. Other scenes showed youths in darkened rooms stripping and chanting. Sex rituals, blood rituals, raising of powers, sending them, cursing individuals. Unbelievable report in Russia. But it's not the only one. As a matter of fact, there's one here. I quote again, six Russian Satanists slaughter and they eat four other teenagers. And the you know, it's really weird. The pictures of the four eaten teenagers are right here on the web. I mean, you can look it up. I'm looking at it from Sideline Music Magazine. And it refers to them eating four goth other kids. Unbelievable. They, again, you ask the question, you know, what would lead them to this in their thinking? How's that any different than Manasseh back in the Old Testament days? How's that any different than the Mayans? When human sacrifice becomes, quote, norm. And let me tell you again, what's going underground may be exceeding Mayan ritual human sacrifice, exceeding the ancient, the Babylonian, the Moabites, the Nephilim structures around the world where human sacrifice was done again and again. Now, for the Russians, because of the communist, the atheism that was in communism really left the nation dry. There was a gripping of old Russian orthodoxy, but listen, millions and millions and millions of Russians simply were empty spiritually, struggling in the collapse of old Russia, and the doors opening up. It's not just that Christian ministry went in there, but the unprecedented growth of Satanism, Russia's own open arms to the Nazi scientists that brought the mind control splitting and the development of programmed assassins. All of that underground stuff went into Russia, throughout Europe, into Britain, United States, in the 40s, developing broadly in the 50s, and is the really the mainstay of all these places. They really are. So as you're listening tonight, and you're wondering about all of this, you might be sitting there at the, you might be sitting literally at a table, maybe in a chair. See, I think about this early in the day during my prayer time. You got to understand it's emotional because I've seen the not only the slides and all the rest of it, but we've dealt with victims for 25 years. I have seen the devastating effects of the splitting of the human core, developing subpersonalities, creation of program parts, open to the demonic side. I've seen so many cult-loyal subpersonalities. I've seen this underground. It is incredible. We've engaged, and been engaged and come after numerous times. Now, it's another thing to hear about it, learn about it, be alarmed. And I get a lot of emails lately, and I want to say thank you because there are those that have written to me and said, Lord, Russ, we just want to really say this is, thank you for telling us. Thank you for bringing the information. We're shocked. We're alarmed. On the one hand, there are those, even Christians, that'll say, I don't want to hear about it. So that also shuts off the door of listening to what God says about it. Go again to Ezekiel chapter 8. See what God led Ezekiel, an obedient, willing servant, to do. Take a read of Acts chapter 8 to see what Philip would do. Look at biblical prophecy in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to tell you that satanic rituals will grow on a scale, literally off the charts. That the engagement of demonic worship direct and the forced and guided spiritually guided worship of the coming Antichrist, which would be Satan in human skin, Homo Satanus, then you're dealing with the broadest forms of direct satanic worship, possession, manifestation in all of history. And listen, that's biblical prophecy that we day by day by day are moving in and getting, we're actually seeing the rise, the development, it's all happening. It's all happening. Well, I've got a few other things to share with you concerning some of these cases, and I can look at the European side of it all through Germany, again, where the hotline was developed. And there's so many calls came in, they had to shut it down. They couldn't even handle it. They got to like 130, 140 cases out of thousands of calls. What about this one? What about this? And there's numerous agencies that put it out and then put it out again concerning Russia. And literally the country's head of National Security. Now listen to what I say. of national security claimed that the rise of Satanism and its attempt to infiltrate military and police stations, its entire development is a threat. I want you to hear this. A threat, this is coming from their own government, a threat to their national security more than Islamic terrorism. That's the report out of Russia. I don't know if you understand. To me, that is amazing that Russia gives these kind of reports. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are only touching the tip of the iceberg. I want to go into, before we get over this, because we only got 15 minutes left, number one reason why I want to give you out the statistics. I'm going to do that on Thursday night, the stats of 500 million rituals, being the lowest number I could possibly give you, and what's behind that. We're going to go over the fact that in the United States, and this would be true in all of Europe, and England, and most likely Canada and Australia, that the development of underground, transnational, multi-generational, real Luciferic bloodline, you know, the real stuff. I mean, millions of New Agers and coast-to-coast listeners have heard clearly that there's a belief of a shadow government, of a coming globalism, and a secret group out there. Biblically, that is true. It's predicted the rise of Antichrist, and listen, it's one thing. Antichrist cannot, will not, you know, arrive visibly to the world, the apocalypse, visibly to the world by himself. You are talking about a regime. All the biblical revelation in Daniel and the rest deals with the beast and the beast kingdom. It talks about the connection of the most massive politically, economically, militarily, and spiritually joined regimes. So you've got to know right now that the shadow government or the people behind the scenes, I think, again, those that have infiltrated deep within the Catholic Church, the Vatican, throughout, you know, the military systems, throughout the political systems, you've got those that are the elitists, but then you've got those that are doing the rituals that bring the power that fuels its development. Then you've got those that are being used as the troops. Why deal with it? Why, listen, why, Russ? Why it is shattered? Why even bring this out to us? Can't we just hear something on economics? Can't we just hear more talk about Obama? That's not where the most serious threat lies. In your cities, I'm talking to Americans now, every one of your cities has individuals satanically, richly abused. I'm going to give you astounding facts tomorrow night, Thursday night, on the numbers. They will blow your mind. But they should also engage us, should outrage us on the one hand. Listen, does anybody get outraged by any information any longer? Does the emotions last just for a moment? Do we do nothing concerning it? What about our calling? What about walking with God? What about God's hand, God's power, God's healing, God's involvement in all of this? What about your knowledge of spiritual warfare? What about your ability to stand up and do something about what is going on in your city? Now, listen, I'm going to give you five reasons why. Five reasons why. Number one, because they are here. And I'm talking about the covens, the priests, priestesses, those serving, not only the robes, but again, the babies being born. Four, almost now to the level of five literal generations. There are those in their 70s up to 80s in this satanic ritual abuse scheme. There are the first wave 50-year-olds, and then their children, and now down to the 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. They're here. The covens are there. just like in Ezekiel Day. It was there. All along, it was there. Just because nobody knows. Listen, this is beyond the drug realms. This is beyond the mafia. This is beyond the drug lords. This is the, I mean, what is Satan's baby? What is Satan's number one, you know, platform? But this regime that I'm talking about. That they know the powers, have the powers, know how to summon the powers, know where to infiltrate. They know that a coming coup, a coming black awakening, a coming chaos, a goal to usurp everything and take over is coming. They are here. They're in your cities. Catholics deeply, massively infiltrated in that mix of Christendom, political empire, syncretism, and all the rest. All the churches, you know, throughout the United States, I'm telling you that there's been infiltration, damage. I'm telling you about the victims, let alone the popular, the traditional, and many other forms. They are here. And they're listening tonight. And they download these sessions, and sometimes they'll send them to me or send me a note. That's right. Now, there'll be some that'll listen. They won't contact at all. They fear that too much. There's some that have sent me mail at the P.O. box. No return. There are those that have wanted to meet at the side of a lake and talk. Those who wanted to meet deep in a wooded area and talk. There are those that have brought confiscated materials. And there's a team that I know of that goes into the, that goes after all of this, continues to pursue like the spies in the Old Testament. They understand the power prayer, the warfare needed, and the need to go in. Oh, yeah, counter-infiltration into the Catholic Church, into the areas, hunting the sites, looking and praying for the victims, praying against the powers. They are here in the hugest numbers beyond your imagination. I'll get with the stats on Thursday night. Secondly, they are harming. The millions of victims already listed in the psych wards, hospitals, counseling centers. You have any idea of the ritual abuse they've gone through? I've got ritually abused individuals that are still being controlled by local coven handlers and so forth that are begging us to get them out. Begging us. I'll be in another neighboring state next week. I'll be engaging individuals, coven areas, perpetrators, victims, all of that in a 3-day weekend. Oh, I'm going to give you a report about it. But there's harm. There is psychological, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. It's all there. Millions. And I want to say to the victims right now, I simply pray for an extraordinary miracle of healing, salvation, redemption, flowing to you right now, even later listening to archives in the name of Jesus, that just simply his power, grace, and authority be exercised to deliver you. Lord Jesus, deliver them, crush the demonic realms, deliver them, free them, give them extraordinary. Look in the book of Acts, my friends, see how even angels were sent to unlock chains, open doors, and bring Peter and others out. May God do all that is necessary to bring victims out of Bohemian Grove. And we ask that God would give you the great courage to begin to tell and to bring out. And listen, all believers, pray for uncontested evidences too. I can guarantee you this, that if you begin to look through the course that we're offering free, if you take the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, and begin to practice what we teach there in your city, in your area, I guarantee you, you'll find victims. You'll see the harm. You'll see the blood and guts of it all. You'll engage, and you'll see the hand of God. Number three, the growth is enormous in the last 30 years, and it's only going to double and triple in even faster ways. The development is so broad and so wide. Anybody working in satanic ritual abuse, talking about the victims you've dealt with? Well, listen, mostly everybody's talking about the 49-year-olds and the 55-year-olds. But what about their daughters and sons that are in their 30s and their daughters and sons and the new fourth level that's already out there of 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and 11-year-olds? And the ones that are being born, the babies now, it's off the charts into the millions. It's in Russia, Europe, England, Scandinavian nations, thickly in the United States. You know why? They want the United States. Number four, the agenda. They want the governments. They want the military. They want the economics. They want it. Globalism is coming, but it is luciferic. I don't care how they paint it. I don't care how they design it. I don't care if they say it's going to save the world, save the environment, save economics. They're creating the problems that they will claim they will fix only to hook the world. Number five, biblical prophecy tells us it is all coming. That's clear. Biblical prophecy is clear. It is all around us developing. And I would say that two things you got to remember as far as covens and the underground and what we're talking about, the physical laws of secrecy are in place with them. But the supernatural secrecy is even stronger. Not the drug lords, not the mafia, not criminals underground and so forth. Not even the CIA. No, the number one place of secrecy is where the blanketing and layering of literal satanic powers cover what it is they're doing. And the only way to break in, study Ezekiel 8. It is going to be God breaking into the reality. The proof is in the pudding. But you launch out with leaders and workers and prayer warriors and witnesses, soul-winning witnesses, and those who are willing to help bring victims to Christ, anyone to Christ, and bring to them the healing and the deliverance that's needed. Listen, you got 1 hour tonight with me, shatterthedarkness.net on the website, and we're simply telling you in this 1 hour, in this five nights, of what really is going on. It is the cause behind what you see politically, on the economic scale, on the sense, literally, of what you feel is in the air. As you listen tonight, I hope that you'll stay with us into the second hour. We want to invite you to come because we've got some folks that are going to call in and tell us some of the stories. Again, I hear the music tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Hey, remember us in your prayers. Remember the entire work in your support. God bless you. We love you. Good night. and this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, welcome tonight, Ragged Edge, on a Wednesday night, October the 13th. This is, well, live, and we're glad that you're going to be with us tonight. We've got some guests calling in tonight. They're going to kind of help share in the information that is going on. Welcome to those coming into the chat rooms right now. We're going to try to make sure that anybody that wants to can get in. We are... in the past, anyway, having some different difficulties in trying to connect. So we're going to try again tonight. We are seeing again that they got some kind of difficulty going on. I don't know what it is. But we want to say welcome again. Get ready tonight. And we've been talking about all week long in the Shatter Live radio program the issues of satanic rituals, October. And we're in the month where literally they talk about abductions and taking of individuals and all the stuff that is going on that leads to, well, you can call it Samhain if you want to, but it's more than that. It involves the underground. I mean, Wiccans and Druids and Pagans and many others are going to do all kinds of things. But we're talking about, the dark and the underground, the black mass kind of stuff, human sacrifice kind of stuff. And many of those listening tonight might be satanic, ritually abused individuals. So listen, we're just simply going to say, God's grace, God's mercy, God's great, extraordinary miracle. That's what I'm praying. I'm praying for broader miracles than ever that we've ever seen come to you and help you in all this process. So we are getting into the chat room right now. Sorry if you've been delayed in trying to get in. We are taking a look at the switchboard because a quarter after 7 tonight, we will be interviewing someone that has been engaged with, the powers of darkness because of satanic ritual abuse, because of rituals being done. They literally have had to deal with all of it for years and years of their life. And so we're going to bring them on here about a quarter after tonight. We are also saying again, hello to anybody coming into the chat rooms. If you are wanting to come in, it looks like it's all open right now, and we welcome you live. We call this the Ragged Edge because in the world that we're living in, yes, we've got that battle going on, and we have that complexity going on all across the board. And we're simply saying that in the midst of a fallen world, it's broken. It's abnormal, and there's a great spiritual battle going on. So, with all of that, we are including this. Grace, mercy, without question, is going to be offered to all. And we've seen the hand of darkness, we've seen, we've felt, we've been engaged. But we have also seen the great power of God, the great might of God, the great, you know, work. And so we want you to hear about that tonight, too. Let me say hello to those coming in. I know that there was difficulties in the beginning. If you're listening live tonight, you can get into the chat room tonight. It's all up, and it looks like it's working now. So we're welcoming some friends that are entering right now into the chat room. So hello. Good to see you there. Want to make sure that we're being heard okay. Everybody hearing everything okay? Sound quality all right? Want to make sure. Want to welcome all of you. And I know that some come as seekers and some come as believers in Christ. And we know that Wiccans and psychics and those into Psy Warrior powers and even Satanists, they do come too. Everyone's welcome to come on into the chat room and be a part. We're only asking you, though, to be kind and good and and we ask you really not to put up links into the chat room. But if anybody does, then listen, everybody listening tonight, please understand, it's up to you. It's up to you concerning, clicking on links. We cannot guarantee what those links will lead to. The only ones we'll ever put up is our stuff. By the way, shatterthedarkness.net. If you look there at all tonight, you're going to find out that we're doing the series all week long on satanic rituals. And the national level we just dealt with an hour ago, we'll have that up in the archives later tonight. And we dealt Monday night with the ancient rituals and going all the way back. And Tuesday night, Black Mass and so forth, the kinds of. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, we'll deal live, 6 o'clock, with the statistics. And I'm going to tell you what, the statistics, I've had people tell me at conferences and other places, they can hardly believe it. They literally can hardly believe that what we're saying is true. And so it's really kind of... But we decided that we have to. And we decided that we've got to bring it out. We've got to share this because, listen, law enforcement, psychologists, psychiatrists, the insurance industry alone in the United States, into the hundreds of millions of dollars, trying to take care of those with SRADID in specially designated wards now, and certain psychiatrists and psychologists that deal with the subject. And it's all they deal with. And they've been doing it now, some of them, up for 20 years or more. And so the numbers are off the charts. We're going to deal with that on a Tuesday or a Thursday night. And we've got some trips that we're going to be taking, dealing with ritual grounds and those who are the perpetrators and victims of those victims. We're going to be in another state, numerous cities, next week. We've got folks coming in, people wanting out. And, well, anyway, how are you doing tonight? Glad to see you joining in tonight. And we have an ex-theosophist. That's interesting. I didn't know that about you, Chuck. And so that's very, very interesting that you got that up there. A lot of different ways, all kinds of doors. You can go all the way to the Ouija board, tarot cards. So many things that can open doors. But then as you take steps downward in that left-hand path, you will definitely begin to find ways, the darker rituals, the things that bring up darker powers, the engagement. It's incredible. And I mentioned in the last hour, two things for now anyway. There's on the one side human secrecy, the idea of physical secrecy. And part of the reasons why the secrecy is simply because that it's crime, that it involves crime. Sex with children, sex rituals, sacrificial, you know, stuff being done with animals and humans. You've got to understand it's clearly off the charts on the criminal side of things. And there's drugs that are being used in these cases too. So obvious, if a real black mass, which is really not the worst kind of ritual at all, is being done with a naked virgin and a baby and a sacrifice. If all that's being done, obvious, it's going to be done in the most extreme human secrecy. I have seen crime slides of individuals who became informants, or they told on the coven or the group, and they had their heads cut off or their tongues cut out, satanic justice symbol carved in their chest. So like Hotel California, you know, going in, but you're really not allowed to get out. Good news tonight, there are many, many that have had a background in occultism, all kinds of spiritual practices, including Satanism, including the ritually abused. But there's one element. Maybe you can help answer the reason, or the answers to this, give the reasons why. There's one element behind all of this that we really haven't seen on the table yet. Behind the millions of cases of satanic ritual abuse and mind control, which involves covens and numerous kinds of rituals, you can go to the satanic ritual calendar on the web. And there you'll see the basic listing. But if you study any of the manuals, books of shadows, if you look at the ritual books, you will see rituals in languages that I can't speak, that I can't read. You're going to see things that are absolutely, again, off the charts, but they involve opening the gateways so that side can come to this side. So that powers can be received, abilities can be given, powers can be transferred, summoning of demons can be raised to send against pastors and churches. And I'm going to say to all the Christians tonight that all of the spiritual warfare books have not yet begun to talk about satanic ritual warfare, the direct raising of demons with the sending of those demons directly against pastors and churches, etc. Very, very little written on the subject. We put some of it in the book, The Black Awakening. In extra chapters coming out, we'll put some more in that. And we'll specifically put it in the book, R1919, coming up. Well, let me take a few moments here before we have some guests coming on. Say welcome to all of you in the chat room. I'm loving to see that. A lot of those of you who have been with us for, you know, well over a year here on this. And I know we're not doing Sunday nights, but I'm glad that you're here on a Wednesday night. And this is a good time for you to kind of engage too. And we're going to say for anyone that wants to send an email, like I got this email at the end of last show, and it simply says this: "Hi, Russ. Don't know if you've heard that a baby was taken from the Irish family, was rushed to the hospital, injured today. What I gathered was that it was bleeding internally and took into the hospital and was referred to as a sex crime, to the sex crime unit. The baby has been in the hospital since birth." And again, it's pretty horrific to see any kind of abuse to a little child. They're helpless. But it's like the undergrounders tell me, that the demons love babies. They love the blood. They love the stuff. They love it all. They love to be involved. They love to... that's why they're called satanic rebels. That's why they are... well, in many other things... they are literally, satanic rebels, demon rebels. We dealt with cases, dead teenage girls right here locally, and the cases are not solved. And I mentioned one case alone out of Deerfield, Ohio, the two girls, a 14-year-old, a 17-year-old, one on satanic rebels, one on demon rebels, both killed in the same manner, both, we believe, by the same individual. Highly trained, highly empowered, very dangerous. Undergrounder. He would be considered classified SRADID. But he's not one that is seeking healing. He's not one that's seeking any kind of help. So very important for all of us. Many things to tell you about tonight. And we just simply want to get to some of the other that we'll be calling in tonight too. We have two individuals that may be calling in. One, a very close friend of mine and involved in ministry, and the story is incredible. It goes back to the 14-year-old that I met in the psych ward that we led to Christ. And from that time, there's been a battle ever since that day up to this very day. It includes rituals being done, blood being shed, people coming to attack homes, phone calls being made, triggers given. It involves so many things, and still the hidden coven that engages. I think they're terrified that more evidential facts are going to come out. I think that's what they're really afraid of. Now, last hour on the live show, it'll be in the archives, we talked about Russia, Europe, Scandinavian countries, England, all across America. Tonight we're talking, for the sake of October, for the sake of bringing attention to... Some people won't listen. They don't want to hear it. And obviously, even though I've been a pastor in the local churches for 30 years, the majority of even close friends, people that I love and think that they're good folk, they're not going to deal with it. They're not going to touch the subject. We're going to touch it tonight. Satanic rituals in the United States, and growing as never before, and the victims into the millions, rising to the fourth generation. We've now got 8-year-olds that we've dealt with that have been split, demonized, controlled, used in ritual, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But tonight, joining us is a friend of mine. We're going to say Dwayne. No last names tonight, but we're simply going to say that I've known this good brother in Christ, friend, been involved in ministry with him for years. And he's launched out lately to launch a church in the area. And the neat thing about it is, not only does he know the love and joy and the peace and the power of God in Christ, but he knows warfare, and he knows that it's part of the entire gospel and all that goes on. Let me ask tonight, is Dwayne with us here? Great, you can hear us. Good, all right, we've got you. Good. Listen, folks, tonight, and those of you in the chat room, you can say welcome to Dwayne if you'd like to. And we're going to tell you about somebody. Well, let me tell you this. Let me ask, I'm going to just do the first question. Here it is. Dwayne, background-wise, were you into Satanism? Give us some background to your life that way. And, you know, I've known you back in those days when you came to Christ and things were, you know, you went through a lot of things, you know, along the way. But one thing all the listeners don't know is that you ended up marrying the girl that I've talked about in the book that was in a psychiatric ward at Children's Hospital. She'd been brought up in satanic ritual abuse. She'd been abused horribly, and that's she's seen all the blood and guts and powers. And you were married to her, and I want the folks to understand, you're not listening directly to a victim now, in the sense that Dwayne's not been through it, but what you're listening to tonight, and we've not heard a lot of this, the husbands or the spouse of the one that was brought up in satanic ritual abuse, and what they've had to go through. So, Dwayne, kind of take us to the beginning when you first got married. You knew about some of the background. What's some things that began to occur in the beginning when you first got married? Absolutely, and still, you know, great things to come. And we, you know, both of us are believing for just. And again, I believe that nowadays, folks, we got to be praying for what Paul talks about in the Book of Acts. Extraordinary miracles it's really needed for those who have been abused the way they've been abused. So we're constantly seeking the Lord to give us even greater insight and ability to bring quicker and broader healing. Here's another question. Again, as a spouse of a victim. No doubt that other subpersonalities, demons, whatever else. Have you ever felt that the coven, the group behind your wife's abuse, have you ever felt or know of them doing rituals against you? What about, I know you told me these stories, some of these stories before, but I want everybody else to hear this. You've told me about stories in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you woke up and there's an entity in the room or you know that a presence. Can you give us one of those stories?